ain't a cloud in sight. It's a raining, everybody's in a play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey, lovely avenue. See how the sun shines bright in the city, on the streets where once was pretty. It's the blue sky is living here today. Hey, Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to have it for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to have it for so long. Where did we go wrong?
Is In the Know for Monday, February 26th, the 57th day of 2018. There are 308 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. AM 870 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Hashtag In the Know coming up today. We'll update you on some of the latest news headlines. Of course, flooding in the region after many days of rain. We'll tell you about that. Got some rain totals for you as well. We will also look back on the final days of the games at Pyeongchang as the Olympics come to an end. And we will give away tickets to see UK on senior night, Wednesday night at Rupp Arena, courtesy of Twin Lakes Gymnastics. We've got that and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Bee. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yep. Getting an idea what the most stressful job is?
I have no idea.
Military. At the enlisted military, top of the list. Firefighter, 2. Airline pilot, 3. Police officer, 4. Event coordinator, then corporate executive, then PR executive, then taxi driver, and then broadcaster.
Really?
Usually broadcasters in the top 10, so it's okay to feel stressed. It's all right. Now we know why. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger Fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter woman of the year. She's Misty Embry. Hey, it's Monday.
It is.
Time to jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Did you have a fabulous weekend?
I did.
Did you get into lots of things, mm-hmm. like trouble, mm-hmm. or yep. was it trouble or was it just things?
Both, I think.
All right. Now, while it is Monday, and it is February the 26th, we will not be in the studio tomorrow for Misty's big birthday. So we'll celebrate a day early today.
It's a nice surprise to walk into.
I guess you thought you were going to get, like, left out of
sure.
a birthday celebration
yeah.
this year because of travel yeah. schedules and stuff. But oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And I think was there casserole?
There are two.
There's really? There's food?
Yes.
Oh. You can't smell it?
Gotta go.
Really? You know what? I'm not going to show up empty-handed.
Well, I didn't see it anywhere near, so I thought, well, it is a day early. We're off schedule, so
it's
I'm good with just
room.
The decorations.
No.
Thank you.
It's in the conference
there,
room.
There's food.
Okay.
Yeah, because someone heard some recent birthday celebration, you said, there's no casserole.
And so I said it on air.
Somebody said, well, I guess we got
to
have...
So now you have
happy, happy
I'm a bit of a
birthday,
pig.
Misty.
So celebrate big tomorrow.
No, I will. I think I'll sleep late.
I did see someone on Saturday that went ahead and said happy birthday to you on Saturday.
Somebody started that Saturday.
I said, that's it. It's one thing for it to spill to 2 days. I'm not having 4 days of Misty celebration for your birthday.
I didn't ask for it, but... just got comical. I was trying to correct people. It's actually Tuesday. And then finally I just said, thank you. Then I had, listen, this was the best. I woke up yesterday to a lady saying, happy belated birthday, Misty. And I said, thank you, sweetness.
Yeah, that's you just.
You were on time.
Smile and wave,
really.
Right? You're actually still early.
You're early.
Still
but I'll take
early.
It.
Yeah, there's, I mean, we apparently celebrate your birthday longer than President's Day.
Well, you know, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, and what's wrong with that? So we will be, we'll be off schedule tomorrow and on Wednesday. Now, I found out something interesting.
Okay.
This morning that I'm kind of excited about. There's a good chance that I'm going to be able to work out my schedule on Wednesday to where I could be part of the public viewing of Billy Graham lying in repose in the U.S. Capitol building.
Really? Wow.
Yep. He's going to be there on Wednesday and Thursday. And so my schedules may move on Wednesday afternoon to where if I have the amount of time that I can invest in doing it, then I would choose to do that. How neat would
absolutely.
That be? Right?
No, that's monumental.
I just did, I found the schedule this morning and then I thought, well, I'm going to be there. And so anyway, it's kind of looking forward to that and hope that that it works out. It seems like every time I go up there, something kind of neat and cool happens.
Sure.
Last year, I was fortunate enough to stand on Pennsylvania Avenue and see the POTUS 45 motorcade go by on his way to the first speech to a joint session of Congress. So I was fortunate enough to be there for that. And so town was kind of buzzing over that. Then the year before is the trip when I was there. And for the first time ever in the month of February, they had a tornado warning.
Okay.
In the District of Columbia. So something always happens. I guess something's always happening there
it
if you really want to pay,
you.
Pay enough attention. Yes, it has. It's wholly to do with me. Absolutely. Big weekend, mm-hmm. Weather-wise, it was, I wouldn't say it was a tale of extremes, but it's odd that you have that much flooding, and then you also have severe weather that goes along with it. Typically, mm-hmm. floods are a result of just days on days on days on end of rain, which we got, and then on the tail end, a weather system moves through, which brings confirmed tornadoes to a portion of the state. But first, we'll talk about the flooding. Ohio River is at its highest point in 20 years, and Rough River Lake is over 500 feet. And to give you an idea, summer pool for Rough River Lake is 495 feet. Winter pool, we're 35 feet over winter pool.
Wow.
Which is really where we still should be. They shouldn't be holding water yet at Rough River. And the Rough River at Dundee was at 27.97 feet and falling. That was as of yesterday. So we'll hope that it has crested, but I don't believe it'll be sometime today that the Ohio River will crest at Louisville and then cascade downriver from there. But it's a mess. I don't know if you've seen any of the Louisville media coverage over the last couple of days, but it is rough. And there are a lot of places even around here that water's not typically standing. But then Saturday afternoon, a deadly storm that moved through much of the central United States caused at least three deaths in western and south central Kentucky. The 69-year-old Kenneth Boren of Franklin was found in a submerged vehicle in Drake's Creek near Kenny Perry Drive. And in Logan County, 79-year-old Dallas Jane Combs of Adairville was killed when her home collapsed on top of her during a tornado. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Her husband sustained minor injuries as he was putting plastic around his residence and was blown into the basement by high winds. And in Union County, 77-year-old Joseph Lee Nally was killed when he was driving. They apparently underestimated the depth of the water and strength of the current and was swept off the road. The National Weather Service says that two tornadoes struck Logan County, an EF1, sustained winds of about 110 miles per hour, and an EF2 with maximum winds of 135. They touched down just before 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And then the first one was 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And the one was 5 hours later near Lewisburg. We were fortunate. You know, if you watch the radar come through on Saturday, you watch the radar develop. And this happens a lot. And I don't know if it's the geography. I don't know whether we're just living right or what. But so often we'll see these storm systems come through and they alter course when they get just west of Grayson County. And it's because in that Ohio Valley, the way the Ohio River comes through and tails off, we have weather systems that try and track the river.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you think about how close the Ohio River actually is to where we are, mm-hmm. and if it serves as a magnet, it starts pulling things in that direction, and it changes weather systems. And so if you looked at it the way that it came through, when it got to us, it almost just kind of split in two, and some went off to the south of us, and then some went off to the north. And we had a little bit of wind, but not a lot.
Well, we were stuck in Nashville.
Oh.
While this was coming through. And so I'll tell him myself.
Didn't you know you're supposed to stay at home?
So we went to a cheer competition, and I had the boy and his girlfriend and his friend with me. And so we were leaving the arena. We were right there. We were at the convention center and got out of the parking garage as it was blowing through. We drove around. We decided I'd watch the radar. Jason, I decided that I would drive on home, but we were going to find a restaurant and sit for about an hour and 20 minutes, and then I could come on home. The problem was it was dark, rain sideways, found a parking meter, got quarters into that as the kids are trying to hold umbrellas, going crazy. We run to the corner. God help us.
And the corner of the street, like where two streets intersect.
We run to the corner to the first building, and I'm looking for somewhere that's not a bar that the kids can go in to get out of this wind. And I find what looks like people are eating.
Mm-hmm.
Food is a good indicator. Mm-hmm. Could not see anything else. There was no signage. Later, it's painted on the side of the building. You couldn't see. There's an armed guard, and I said, "Is this a restaurant?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Can we come in?" He said, "As long as you're with them." And I thought, okay, we just need to get out of this storm. We get seated and we're at Hooters, which I loathe. So the little girl came to the table with her arms crossed over her boobs like this with her pet. "Can I get your order?" I guess she knew either she could smell Jesus on me or she just saw the look
like
on my
mom.
Face.
Yeah.
Well, there were cheerleaders serving Al.
Right.
That's what that restaurant.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So we said a prayer of forgiveness and confession there.
So how was the food?
Chicken was actually really good.
Absolutely.
I never liked their food, but it's gotten better over the years.
So the weekend weather-wise was, it was a mixed bag of varying things. Landslides, mudslides, flooding, wind gusts.
It's horrible.
The governor went ahead and declared a state of emergency on Friday just after that rainfall. And our rainfall here locally, in our rain gauge for the month of February, as we close that out in a couple of days, we may get a splash of rain on Wednesday before technically the month runs out. But we currently stand at 8.64 inches of rain for the month of February. For the weekend alone, 2.27.
Wow.
For the last week, 6.59 inches of rain.
Wow.
So over 6.5 inches of rain here on site here. Of course, your mileage may vary in various areas, but there are places in Jefferson County that had 8 inches of rain just over a matter of 2 or 3 days. So it has been a trying time. A Somerset man has been charged with murder after a man's body was found early Saturday morning in a burned car. Police and fire personnel were notified of a vehicle on fire on Rush Branch Road, southeast of Somerset, about 6:45 Saturday morning. After firefighters extinguished the blaze, authorities discovered the remains of Jorge Martinez inside a 1997 Ford Escort. Saturday afternoon, Somerset Police Department arrested 34-year-old Humberto Mesa Vasquez and charged him with murder, arson, tampering with evidence, and abuse of a corpse. He was lodged in the Pulaski County Detention Center. Police say Martinez was killed on South Main Street in Somerset before his body was taken to Rush Branch Road.
Great.
Violence. It sounds like that Governor Bevin and U.S. Representative Hal Rogers have figured out a way to get enough grant money to help with about $3.4 million worth of grant money to help repair the water line system in Martin County. So you've been hearing about that over the last few weeks, about the dire straits they are in with their water system. And they're getting some state and federal help there now that I don't think $3.4 million will fix it, but it certainly will make it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Thomas is off to a good start again, continues his winning ways. As you know, this time last year, we were sort of talking about, well, hey, what about Justin Thomas? Well, it seems the no sophomore slump for him just yet. He was down to his last chance when he delivered his most clutch shot of the final round of the Honda Classic, and turns out he wasn't finished. He nearly holed a gap wedge on the par 5 18th for a birdie to force a playoff with Luke List, and moments later he hit a 5-wood over the water, urged it to keep going, and lost it momentarily in the darkening sky. I don't know if you heard him interview. He said, all I was looking at was the water to see if it splashed, and it didn't, so I figured it was in the bunker. And then people started clapping, and I could see some of the little white dot on the green that set up a two-putt birdie, and he defeated List in the playoff yesterday. So, golf season. The Masters, 5 weeks away, Augusta, I guess, something like that. Bum-bum. It's at a different, it's the weekend after Easter, the Masters is this year. Louisville topped Virginia Tech. Quentin Snyder had 7 three-pointers, good for the Cards. And they get to return home, but they don't play until Thursday as they're closing out the regular season, getting ready to. WKU beat ODU 88-66, and now the Tops are second in Conference USA, so that's good for the people on the hill. And the Cats just shellacked Missouri. They balanced scoring attack to blow out Missouri 87-66 on Saturday night. The 78 National Championship team was honored at halftime. It was neat to see them, the champs, being remembered. And then Kentucky will host Ole Miss Wednesday, seeking its 9th straight series win against the Rebels. And look here, ladies. 2 tickets to the senior night festivities, although we don't really have any seniors of significance, but the final home game of the season. Right here, courtesy of Twin Lakes Gymnastics. We've given those away.
Well, you and Taylor did that later. Years ago, right? I bought you all those tickets?
Yes, Darius Miller's senior night. I still got chills over there.
Yeah,
I did. And then the third region tournament gets underway tonight at Owensboro. Both the Grayson County Cougar boys and girls will be competing this week. The girls will play Breck County tonight at 7:45 at the Sports Center. And then should they be victorious, I think they'll play again on Friday. And then the way they're doing it is first two rounds of the girls tournament tonight and tomorrow. Boys will be Wednesday, Thursday, then girls semifinals on Friday, boys semifinals on Saturday, etc. So the boys, the boy Cougars will play Muhlenberg County Thursday night at 6. So we'll have both those games on K105. So the nephew Caden was over for this weekend.
Oh, I saw photos. Looks like it was just saved.
And it's interesting to see. So we see him every, for an elongated period of time. Every few months we get we get this. So we get a heavier dose and we see changes.
I was going to say, it looked like you had a lot of fun. Yeah, so he's been there a while.
He's 5 and be 6 in the spring. Mm-hmm. And so it is funny to see just all the even slight little changes that come along.
Mm-hmm. He's the best.
But he's a wheeler dealer, too. Like For instance, one day last week, he was trying to negotiate something that he wanted to do, to which he was told, we'll see.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And to which he says, I don't want to be a family of we'll sees. I want to be a yes family.
I saw this.
And I thought, I'm loving this kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it reminds me of all the clever things that kids say, and I was referred out to Matthew Carroll. Has written a book of collected real quotes from toddlers. And this is called, remember, these are toddlers. And the name of the book, if you want to go look it up, is Can I Sit on Your Lap While You Poop?
Oh.
Right? Which, if you're a parent, you kind of know.
That's what they want to do.
Right. You get that a little bit better, you know.
To
everyone else, it
head.
Sounds like, whoa, that's a stupid. Well, it happens to the best of us. Like, for instance, a toddler said, have you ever been to the butt store? Right? You wonder, where do they get these things? Is a sandwich a vegetable? Eat your vegetables. Is a sandwich a vegetable?
Just hoping.
The wind tastes like candy. One kid said, I don't know how to say goodbye.
Aww.
Right? One kid said, it's a good idea to pee in the swimming pool because you can't see it.
Oh, yeah.
One kid said, I checked the computer and it said you were dancing wrong. Right. And finally, one kid said, it's going to take me a long time to grow up. No, not so long as you think. I know it seems like it, but it doesn't, right? The days are long, the years are short. Gotta get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. Now I know you didn't get your head done so you could just sit down and just sit still.
Hey, we should have a good sound tonight. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. It's my birthday. No, it's not. But I still look good, though. Ow. I bet you want an autograph. Woo. You and your friends. Gotta do it in the penthouse. That's why I keep my pen. What you can't dance, I ain't got rhythm. But you got a man, I'll see you with him. Put your phone down. Let's get it. Forget your Instagram and your Twitter. Got me like, whoa. Wait a minute. You need to take a minute. Put some shoulders up. Blow it up. Let's work. Throw some firm on your attitude.
In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are standing by ready for all your gift-giving occasions, whether it's an anniversary or what if it's your birthday. They have some great things at Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield for birthdays, anniversaries, Simply Southern, Vera Bradley, Brighton, Case Knives, Fresh Cut Floral. And they are celebrating at Whoop-Dee-Doo Design today, St. Pete's Day. For St. Pete's Sake's Day.
No, you don't.
Pete's Sake.
For Pete's Sake Day.
Where's that come from?
I don't know, but my nanny used to say it. For Pete's Sake.
I know, for Pete's Sake. Well, who's Pete, and what do I care about his sake?
I know who his dragon is, but...
Yes, but I don't think it's the same Pete. So, for Pete's sake, fine. By the way, you talk about one of those weird things.
Was that really...
This was queued up. It came up in rotation, but it was already ready to go. You walked in the studio from getting your breakfast.
Yes.
Singing it.
Yes.
And it was ready to go.
It's my birthday.
And that's why I thought it was weird. I heard you singing and I thought, huh.
Well, I thought you queued it up because you heard me singing. I was going to say thank you for that. I love Perm.
I know, but it was, isn't that sort of weird?
No. Yes. Listen, can I just say that the girl who made the casserole is my favorite female co-host ever.
Right?
She is. Winning. She just took first place right there in that horse race.
That is a bold statement.
I'm just saying.
Hey, I don't want to alarm you here the day on your birthday eve, but
world ends tomorrow.
Well, there are a couple things. There are a couple things that are making
it on a good note.
That are making it touch and go. Mm-hmm. One, Cadbury nearly caused a worldwide panic.
Oh, Cadbury, get it together.
Over the weekend, because if you look at the Cadbury Easter cream egg.
Mm-hmm.
It is C-R-E-M-E. And so, does that mean it's a creme?
Yes.
Egg. Mm-hmm. And last week, the company sparked outrage over the pronunciation of its beloved Easter product when a Sweet Tooth fan tweeted Cadbury asking the correct way to pronounce C-R-E-M-E egg. They replied that it's pronounced as creme. Well, lives were changed, and other online commenters were outraged, and so some said, so it doesn't taste like a creme egg anymore, and now it doesn't sound like a cream egg. So they retreated just a little bit, erased their earlier tweet, and post, it looks like we missed out the A there, most definitely pronounced as cream egg.
Seriously?
So they tried to...
It got that bad that they had to erase their post?
I think they're just having fun with it. I can't blame them for that. But my thing is, do you know how we our workaround for that? I don't call it a cream egg. I just call it a Cadbury egg.
That's what I do as well.
It's just a Cadbury egg.
But if I had to say the other, I would say creme.
It is creme because C-R-E-M-E, and it's because of European.
You know, I don't eat them. In fact, I had, I think, my first one in probably 20 years. At the dealership the other day, and I probably won't have another one because I didn't enjoy the creme.
That's one of the only things that I eat with filling. Mm-hmm. But how's that filling?
Yeah.
You know the law of unintended consequences that I speak about sometimes?
You do.
Yeah.
The Las Vegas airport now is installing marijuana disposal boxes.
Like they can't go in the same ashtray?
No. So let's say that you went, now that it's recreational there and you go there, let's say you stocked up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you travel out of the country and you convert some of your U.S. dollars to, say, pesos or loonies and toonies if you're in Canada or wherever. Yep. Well, let's say you've converted some of your currency into ganja.
Okay.
But when you get to McCarran, you're getting ready to be in the TSA's control, and the TSA says, Well, now they have these green boxes that look like outgoing mailboxes.
Can you get it back?
No.
Does it give you dollars for the amount that you're putting in there?
I think it's only a matter of time before they figure out how to redeem it. But right now, you just have to dispose of it.
I want to know where it goes.
See, that's...
Is it the laundry chute?
Well...
I mean, who's at the other end of this ball?
Yeah, well, but see, let's not
janitors
forget...
Janitors rejoicing everywhere.
The TSA agents that work at McCarran are still Las Vegas residents.
Right.
So they're saying, you can't take this with you, but we'll take care of it for you.
I'm just saying, all those years of emptying that nasty ashtray finally paid off for that janitor.
Right?
Score!
I mean, this headline sort of caught my attention. It says a Wichita bank is trying to get money back from a woman accused of making more than 50 withdrawals from an ATM that was spitting out 100s instead of 5s. The Central National Bank filed a lawsuit last month in Sedgwick County District demanding that Christina Ochoa return about $11,600 plus interest. The Ochoas have denied any wrongdoing. She said her daughter made that many transactions because she just wanted enough $5 bills to try and create a money cake as a gift for an acquaintance who just had a baby. Okay, I don't believe that excuse.
No, nor do I.
But my point is this. If your ATM malfunctions, that's your fault.
Do you think so?
If I went, now, I would probably try and make it right. I try and, if it were me, I would want someone to bring it to my attention. But the thing is that if she's got this thing, like if she's figured out, she can put her card in there and say, I want $200. And it's dispensing a different a set of currency.
Right.
It's sure. That's on them.
You think so?
Yep.
So you think she should just get to keep it?
They're just going to write it off. I mean, they're going to say, yeah, it was our mistake. Or
that
somebody's
really
going to be responsible.
It shocks me that you say that, because you're the type of person who you see where this ripple effects into bad business.
They're going to file suit against her?
Well, so let me say this. This brings up that you're not aware this is happening. There's actually apps. This is called glitching. And there are apps that these couponers have gotten into that they'll watch these glitches. So say that the gas pump's charging 10 cents instead of a dollar.
Right.
They'll feed this out on these apps, and everybody rushes to the gas station to get in on this glitch, causing harm to the business. So this happens a lot. So say the big yellow box store's, you know, laundry detergent is ringing up 25 cents instead of 2.50. I have friends who will run to buy it at 25 cents before they figure out the glitch.
Right.
So I think that's theft. You know you're going to buy it under the guise that the retailer is not aware that it's glitching.
All right. So here's the difference for me. If someone is artificially manipulating that price, okay, if you have someone who has, they've gone through and said, I'm going to create a glitch, or if someone has gone through and tried to manipulate an ATM into
right.
behaving a way it shouldn't,
right.
then I am not for that at all.
Well, these people aren't manipulating to make it glitch. They're just jumping on the bandwagon when it does glitch to get theirs. I'm going to get mine for cheaper, too, if this glitch is happening before the store figures it out.
Got it. But the old adage is let the buyer beware. Well, in this case, it's let the seller beware that if you can't do it correctly in taking it to market, then you may be vulnerable. It's the same thing. Let's say that you had a, let's say you had a Mickey Mantle rookie card in mint condition, and you didn't know that it might be worth $25,000, and you said to me, I'll take $700 for it. Did I just steal from you?
No.
Or did, because your ignorance of not knowing it, create a financial opportunity for me.
But that's not what I'm saying here. If I was running it through the cash register thinking I'm going to get $7,000 for it, but it only charges you $700 and you know, and I don't catch it because you put it on your credit card and I ring you up and you leave the store and say, she has Mickey Mantle cards and it for $7,000, but it's only ringing up $700. Everybody go get yours before she figures it out.
That's theft to me.
I mean, I can't argue that it's theft.
What you're saying is that's my ignorance for not doing my own research.
But should they file suit against this lady?
No, I don't know if they should file suit.
See, is it illegal?
But she's lying, and she needs to do the right thing more than likely.
I'm
going to say she's probably lying there. And I would ask that you do the right thing and return the money. However, I don't think it's their fault their ATM glitched. They didn't set it out. No, but they're not standing there. All of our system is going to glitch. We're going to have, as a society, say, when I'm trying to do the right thing on both sides here. Mm-hmm. And when it glitches, I'm going to bring it to your attention and say, I had gas ring up for 10 cents a gallon one time. And I went in and said, I don't think this is right.
There are glitch apps.
Yes.
Well, the world's fancy. Oh, also, in our series of bad news, I need to go ahead and break it to you that there's a very good chance that a mile-long asteroid is going to collide with the Earth. Now, go ahead and mark your calendar for the year 2820. It's March 16th in the year 2880.
Okay.
So, right. About 800 years from now. So, you want to go ahead and mark that down? Yes?
I'm busy writing that down.
I don't even know if my calendar goes that far.
It would be a good experiment to see that if it will, you know. One final time. Won't need a calendar then, would
we? We will not.
The Simpsons do it again.
Yeah.
8 years ago, The Simpsons predicted the USA's Olympic gold medal win in curling over Sweden.
We've got to meet this writer from The Simpsons, right?
The animated sitcom aired an episode where the USA defeated Sweden in curling at the Olympics for the gold medal, and on Friday, it happened. Team Schuster defeated Team Sweden Pyeongchang.
I love it.
The Miracurl on Ice. That's the best. One of the Shib twins called it. The Shib Sibs called it a Miracurl on Ice, and
I like it.
I like that. That's solid.
A Miracurl.
So I watched it Saturday morning. I did not stay up to watch it live, but I watched the first replay on NBCSN, and it really was kind of miraculous because they were not very good.
No.
In the early part of the week,
they were not.
But
and they would yell out their strategy where they do it.
I mean,
yeah, I know. I'm like, stop it. Really. I'm hoping the other teams don't speak English.
Right? But in the eighth end, I had looked down and didn't realize what was going on when he came through. And I guess that's the hammer, the last one, right? Mm-hmm. When you're the last to go. And he knocked both the red ones off, and it went from 5-5 to 10-5 at the end of eighth. And I thought, wow, that's
curling.
Something. But of course, they got their, they actually, when they gave them their medals, they were actually the women's curling medals.
They
swapped them out. The good news is they weigh the same.
Yeah.
So there's no problem. The Olympic ratings were significantly down. The viewership for the coveted 18 to 49 demographic was down 24% compared to the Winter Games in Sochi 4 years ago. But NBC points out that it's only down 15% when viewers from NBCSN are included. So, primarily, all the hockey was on NBCSN. So no hockey viewers went over to NBC if they were just interested in that. All the curling, except for the gold medal round, was over there. So there were certain sports that were on NBCSN.
Yeah.
So when you factor it in, it isn't as bad. But there are other ways that NBC has of making money. Their streaming platforms, etc. So I still think that it's going to be a winner in the end for them. But
I love curling.
So now we've got to wait a little over 2 years. It'll be the summer of 2020. So we have to go about 27, 28 months until Tokyo.
Aww.
And we're just 4 years away then from Beijing for the next Winter Olympics, the 24th Olympiad.
Can we get a curling team in Litchfield?
Sure, I think, yeah.
I mean, we need somebody to put in a curling.
I tried this 4 years ago. Well, it'll be interesting to see how many curling clubs.
I told Jason the same thing.
I firmly believe
they will pop up.
Well, here's my prediction. I made this prediction yesterday in Sunday school. I predict that curling is the new cornhole.
Yes, and I did see over the weekend a cornhole national championship. It was a real thing on one of the sports.
It was?
Yes. I almost took a picture.
Of course, it's going to be hard to have a curling court at a tailgate in September.
Bring your own ice.
Bring your own ice. Curling the new cornhole. We got to get to a break. Your chance to win with the water cooler question. We got UK tickets to give away coming up here on In the Know. Bald eagle loses a feather on one wing. It will lose a feather on the other wing to keep its balance.
Oh, wow.
That's the way I do with my hair.
I was going to say my eyebrow.
When I lose one over here, then I naturally just... Sometimes I do it voluntarily. I go in and say, yeah, that one. You know.
Yeah.
I don't want to change my performance in the wind tunnel. All right, here's today's water cooler question. It's your chance to see UK in their final home game at Rupp Arena this season. That's Wednesday night as Ole Miss comes to town. But you've got to solve today's water cooler question by calling 270-259-6000. 270-259-6000. Here's the question. Well, I thought I had the question. The average household has 41 of these. The average household has 41 of these. 270-259-6000.
Today's answer.
I almost said that.
Yeah.
Because it's over here with me at the moment.
Well, I may have brought it in with my sweet goodies she cooked for me.
It was here when I arrived, so
I gotta say,
I was here before you two.
She knocked it out of the park. It's so good.
What, the casserole?
Both casserole. And she knows me so well, a sweet and a salty. I think, right?
I was going to make a casserole, and she decided to make a casserole.
Oh, I'll go with her.
The average household has 41 of these. 270-259-6000. Box office Black Panther annihilates the competition with a $108 million second weekend.
Wow.
The next biggest game night, $16.6 million. It's 20% of what Black Panther did.
I've not seen the previews for game night.
Yeah, it's Justin Bateman, Rachel McAdams.
I have. I didn't realize the name of it.
Peter Rabbit 3, Annihilation 4, 50 Shades Freed at number 5. What else should you know about?
Oh my goodness, that is so good.
Thousands of people are going to gather in Australia to have a... over 4,000 people are gathering today in Federation Square in Melbourne, Australia to say, wow, like Owen Wilson. All at the same time. Wow.
I didn't realize that was a thing for him.
Listen, think about Owen Wilson, yes, the way he speaks. Wow.
Yeah. Like, I can do some Matthew McConaughey, but yeah. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Right. But can you imagine 4,000 people doing that simultaneously? It would be either really cool or really annoying, mm-hmm, one or the other. Mm-hmm. All right, birthday girl, without looking, pick a number between 1 and 6.
3.
All right, let's go to Mike gets the first shot. Mike, the average household has 41 of these.
Light bulbs.
Good answer.
Light bulb.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is correct.
I said flies.
You said house flies?
House flies.
I said Tupperware containers.
Tupperware containers.
No, we have the lids, but we don't have the bottoms.
Is that
maybe at my house.
Does that include all the Cool Whip bowls?
Yeah, no, right. Yeah.
Hold on, Mike. Congratulations. Enjoy your trip to Rupp, courtesy of Twin Lakes Gymnastics. Bye. Jennifer Lawrence admitted last night on 60 Minutes that she dropped out of school at age 14.
Really?
Yep. She was featured. So she's in that new movie, Red Sparrow. You know she appears nude in that?
No, I did not.
She does.
I actually do. I mean, the previews are very intriguing.
I knew you said that you wanted to see it, so just be prepared for...
I practice my Russian accent all the time after I see the
previews.
Rubbed,
Start calling you... Jason will be Boris, and you'll be Natasha.
Hey, is that the one? Is that the cartoon with the mustache that I was trying
Rocky
to think
and
of?
Rocky and Bullwinkle. Is it Rocky and Bullwinkle? That's Boris and Natasha.
Yeah, I know who it is, but I was trying to think of the cartoon with the mustache for the Olympics guy.
Oh, Dirk Dastardly or something.
Okay.
Kim and Kanye are facing off against the Carr Jenners on Celebrity Family Feud.
Okay. Well, that should be interesting.
That'll either be the best episode of Celebrity Family Feud ever.
Right.
Or the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the slowest.
I'm not sure. What else? Oh,
I think they should face the Duggars.
We do. So, in case you haven't gotten around to it yet, Amazing Race spoiler is coming up. Amazing Race spoiler is coming up. So if you don't want to hear it, then get out of Dodge because you've had since Wednesday. But we finally got to see it last night. So Team Big Brother wins season 30 of The Amazing Race. And it was
my pick.
It was the last.
It was very good.
The last one was pretty good. It was exciting. So I think they should make a pit stop in Litchfield sometime on The Amazing Race. That's right. We're going to get to a break. We'll come back and finish it up for the morning here on In the Know.
Thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. And rhyme and harmony, you've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
The MV's point to ponder for today. Where is the line between art and not art?
The eye of the beholder, Mark. It has to be, yeah.
A lot like beauty, you think?
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I asked is because on the finale of The Amazing Race, when they were in Hong Kong, one of the challenges that they had to do, one of the detours or whatever, they had to take a baseball bat, they had to wear a mask, and they had to bang up all this tech garbage, all these old computer monitors, old tower PCs, printers, fax machines. And so they would take a baseball bat, and they would just go crazy on it. And then they had to dump this pastel paint on it. And it's supposedly art.
You lost me at pastel.
And I thought,
I'm not a lover of the pastels.
Well, it's more of that, like, it's the neon colors. Mm-hmm. It's the neon red and the pink and the yellow and the green. Yeah. And but I thought, that I don't know if that's art.
Yeah.
That's a pile of garbage that somebody spilled some paint on.
I would say if it's anything I am capable of doing, it's not art. Because I cannot draw stick men.
I'm certainly not artistic from the visual arts standpoint, mm-hmm. but I mean,
this is more an interpretive dance,
right? And yes. Signing,
mm-hmm.
right? but from the musical arts, like performance arts, I'm pretty good. But like,
yeah.
Like I can't draw a stick man with a ruler.
No,
so I don't get it.
Mm-mm.
But there are some people that say, "What is that? Oh, that's art." No, it's not. That's a pile of garbage with some paint on it. That's what that is. On television tonight. So late night television returns. And primetime television returns for that matter.
Yay.
Jimmy Fallon has John Lithgow and Kelly Clarkson on tonight because Kelly Clarkson makes her debut on, is this season 14 of The Voice, I think?
Something like that.
Jennifer Lawrence is on Stephen Colbert tonight along with Patton Oswalt. On James Corden, Johnny Galecki and Steve Harvey. I'm your man, Steve Harvey. The Voice season 14 premiere, Kelly Clarkson will join Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, and the other one. They swapped Miley for Kelly, means they're keeping
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys.
Yes.
On A&E tonight, Jonestown, the women behind the massacre. A look at the four women behind the 1978 Jonestown massacre in Guyana. And then the season premiere on CBS, series premiere for, in that fact, Living Biblically. Now, this might be appointment television for you, Misty.
I don't know. We'll see.
Chip loses his best friend, which spurs him to form a God squad that includes a priest and a rabbi to help translate the Bible's rules to the modern world. But his premise is that he wants to live his entire life biblically. He wants to use the scripture.
Okay.
So this is either going to be really good or really bad.
Does he get to speak in King James Version?
Well, this is why
thou
we have to watch.
Thou shall go on a courting with me.
This is why we have to watch to see if it's good. But
oh my.
I hope that they take a, I think they can do it and be funny.
Absolutely. Oh my.
But they could also make it a mockery. And if they make it a mockery, I'm going to be very aggravated.
Careful. Mm-hmm.
And so if they can do it and with humor and it's in good taste, I'm 110% on board. Chart topper. No, not chart toppers. Today's highlight in history. It's actually time for chart toppers, but we're not there yet. This is the anniversary, 1993, 25 years ago today, the first attack on the World Trade Center.
Wow.
1616, astronomer Galileo met with a Roman Inquisition official. In 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte escaped from the island of Elba, where he was in exile. Calvin Coolidge signed a measure establishing Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming this day, 1929. NPR was incorporated this day in 1970. 1 year ago today, Judge Wapner went on in.
Oh, wow.
5 minutes to Wapner. Birthdays today. Singer Mitch Ryder is 73. He was the front man for the Detroit Wheels. Jonathan Cain of Journey is 68 today. Michael Bolton is 65. Senator Tim Kaine, who was Hillary's loser running mate, 60 today. Erica Badu is 47. That's a fun name to say. Badu. You talk about an artsy singer.
I wish she would make more music. I always kind of liked her. It was interesting.
It's out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there, Jerry. And pop singer Nate Roos from Fun is 36 today.
We are fun.
See,
that was good.
Gone but not forgotten.
Sing more.
Victor Hugo, the author of Les Mis in 1802. Levi Strauss in 1829. Well, blue jeans to you. Buffalo Bill Cody in 1846. Fats Domino in 1928. Johnny Cash in 1932.
Oh, my sister Ann just went, woohoo!
Chart toppers for Misty's pre-birthday, 1969. Fly and the Family Stone.
Thank you for the birthday celebration.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the gift.
I apologize. You're welcome. I apologize that we have to be absent tomorrow.
That's okay. I'm going to put my rain boots on to sleep late.
Your birthday. Was that what you got? Did you get rain boots?
I got rain boots for my birthday.
Well, too bad you didn't have those for the weekend. You could have been stomping around at Hooters.
At Hooters, just preaching the gospel. Get on the ark, people.
Hey, my boots are down here. My boots are down here.
Here, look at the boots. Everybody, eyes to the floor now.
Eyes to the floor. That's where my boots are.
These boots were made for, I'm preparing, shodding my feet with the gospel of peace. And rain boots.
1978. Billy Joel was number one.
Don't imagine you're too familiar. And I don't see you anymore.
Now, there's a really good story in there to be woven about the time that Misty accidentally fell into a Hooters. Unknowingly.
The truth.
Right?
I gushed there, looked around, and my Eli went, oh, you're not happy, are you?
Oopsie.
No, Mom is not happy. Don't tell people your mother's got to go to Hooters.
1987, Bon Jovi was number one. They're going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame soon. He tells a great story about the cover art for Slippery When Wet. is that it almost didn't turn out that way. And in fact, there's about 100,000 copies of Slippery When Wet that are not the album cover that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in a pinch. And if they didn't come up with something else, it was going to be this bad album cover. And it was like a girl, it's like a girl in a swimsuit, but it was these neon colors. And it, he said, looked hokey. It was not who they were. And so the cover of Slippery When Wet, the raindrops are on a garbage bag. They hung up a garbage bag and smoothed it out, put water on it.
I love those stories.
And photographed it. And that's the background. It's just like a glad garbage bag.
I love those stories. Now you know.
For one of the one of the iconic albums in rock and roll
Harvey.
Music. You're welcome. 96, Mary J. Blige.
Besides the kids, I had nothing to show. Wasted my years, all full of a wife.
She was on CBS Sunday Morning this week. And let's see if we can squeeze in one more chart topper. 4 years ago today. 4 years went by quickly. Okay, well, I hope you have a great birthday tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Don't eat too much casserole.
Yeah, no. I only eat half of it. I left a little bit for you.
EMB's Pearl of Wisdom for today comes from Victor Hugo, the French author who wrote Les Mis. He was born this date in 1802. Hugo said, one resists the invasion of armies. One does not resist the invasion of ideas. One resists the invasion of armies. One does not resist the invasion of ideas. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.